Blog Talk Radio.
Take care of the switchboard.
Earth Angel Radio is the authentic radio for living an authentic life, sharing with you the heart of a richer and fuller life with divine guidance.
Earth Angel Radio is here to share with you the wisdom of the ages from all dimensions, bringing you a greater understanding to a more conscious way of living, and to expand your mind beyond this world.
Please join the host of Earth Angel Radio, Carol Guy,
and co-host Gary Moore. Welcome to Earth Angel Radio. Walk On Media is the voiceover services of Gary Moore. Gary has nearly 30 years of experience as an announcer for radio, television, and internet, with formal training at many broadcast studios and schools. He interned at KPHO Television in Phoenix, Arizona, was an announcer, news anchor, and DJ in the Phoenix market, Colorado Springs, Colorado, and Gunnison, Colorado markets. And his studios are equipped with industry standard and state-of-the-art microphones, recording, mixing, and editing equipment to produce voiceover announcements, advertisements, narrations, promotions, and other voiceover work with impact and style.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by www.carolguy.com. Carol Guy is an angelic counselor as well as the author of A Healthy Mind Leads to a Healthy Body and her new book, Coming Out of the Spiritual Closet. You can find her here every Wednesday and Friday on blogtalkradio.com/earth-angel. You can also find her on twitter.com/yourearthangel, as well as on facebook.com/carolguy and jasonsnetwork.com/carolguy. And now back to Earth Angel Radio with your hosts, Carol Guy and Gary Moore.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Earth Angel Radio. I'm your host, Carol Guy, and my co-host, Gary Moore, is with us.
Hello, everyone. Hi, Carol. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing, Gary?
I am perfect. If I was any better,
you
I'd be
what?
Illegal.
I'm so glad you said that. You sent me. This is a great way the show. You sent me something today, and I think we should talk about that to start off, because it was so cool. It was so cool.
Okay.
But I'm doing awesome, too. I'm doing awesome, too. I'm just kind of chilling out. I got my little dog, Michael. Got my candle lit, because I love pine and evergreen. So got me some water and getting to talk to everyone. So what better way could it be? My tummy's full. It's all good.
All right. That's great. Life is good.
Life is good. So let's talk about what you sent me today.
You want to talk about that, huh? How life is...
I do.
We live in amazing times and nobody is happy.
I know. What's up with that? What is up with that? Why can't people be happy?
You know, let's do talk about that, because that's a really a good subject to talk about.
Well, we'll get to our subject tonight, which is staying calm in the eyes of a storm. But I don't know, you know, we got to be flexible. So I think this is a great thing. So, yeah, let's go for it. Let's get it started and let's see where things grow.
Okay.
So tell everybody what you sent me today.
Well, I sent a little video that's been going around kind of virally around Facebook. It's by a comedian. His name is, Louis C.K. Louis C.K. Funny guy. And he was Conan O'Brien's show and talking about, how we live in such amazing times, yet nobody is happy. You and I grew up in the era of, rotary dial phones.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
That you had to stand next to, and you had this dial that, went around, and you dialed the numbers, and
primitive. I mean, it was primitive by today's standards, but that was, you know, that was the cool thing, you know. You had to stand next to it because it had the short cord.
Short cord. Well, I had a long cord, I have to admit. I had push button phone, but sometimes when you would push the buttons, they would get stuck. Okay,
oh,
and I had the long cord, and I stretched my cord until my mother would yank the phone out of my hands to get back to where it was supposed to be. Yeah, so go on. So, yeah, so that's more primitive, you know.
We had the rotary dial, you know, the rotary.
Mm-hmm, I remember those. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, you know. Anybody with too many nines or too many zeros in the number, you just hated it. It's like, who's this guy, you know, because you had to go all the way around, you know.
And that's when you had short fingernails because you couldn't dial it with long fingernails. Yeah.
And when you went away, you know, and the phone would ring, it would just ring, you know, all lonely, and nobody would answer it. You know, were either there to answer the phone, and you answered the phone. You know, that was another thing.
Right.
When the
phone
rang, you answered it.
Right.
You know,
there was no internet. There was no texting. You actually heard a person's voice. There was no internet. There was no texting, IMing, all that kind of stuff. And if you weren't home, you missed that call, period. That was it. And you were just hoping, and there was no caller ID, you know, all that stuff. So what's up with that us now?
Yeah, right. You know, and you hear people talking about, you know, flying on their flight on the airplane. Well, how was your flight? Oh, it was the worst experience of my life. You know, they waited 20 minutes before they started boarding, and then we got on there and then we taxied out, and we had to wait like 40 minutes on the tarmac before it took off. You know, and they're crying. And then what happened? You know, didn't you like fly? You know,
in the sky.
You know, didn't you like, you know, defy gravity? And everything.
We're birds. Yeah, I remember
the
time. When
it takes us 5 hours to fly from L.A. to New York, you know.
Right.
You know, it used to take 30 years, you know. we'd all leave as a group, you know, and some of us would die on the way, and then new babies would be born on the way. And by the time we arrived, we were a whole different group, you know.
Yeah, and the thing
now
is,
you have dinner and a movie
you
and you're there.
You were the lucky one. Yeah, you were a lucky one. You did make it. Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Okay, and you were saying we have dinner.
Yeah,
and,
you know, we have dinner and a movie, and you're there. You know.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and going back to the phones nowadays, you know, people have their cell phones, and if they don't get service right away, they're like going, you know, making all this like, oh my God, you know.
Oh yeah. Or they're waiting, you know, impatiently. Well, it's not doing it. It's not, you know, it's coming from space. Give it a second, you know.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, you know. Yeah. And so I just think that was so great seeing this video today. And it's like, you know, come on, people. What are we complaining about? Really,
exactly.
What do you have to complain about? Go ahead.
Oh, it's just, you know, we've got all this beautiful technology, and, you know, I can recall so much has changed in my lifetime, you know, just to the time that we were alive. So many things have happened.
And things are moving faster. Things are happening faster now, you know. Now, you know, I remember when eight tracks were going, or out the records, the albums, the records. You know, they had the big ones and then the 45s. We started out with them. Then it went really quick to the 8-tracks, which didn't last very long. Then cassettes. Now we're into CDs, DVDs, things like this. And, you know, and they're getting smaller, you know. And now we can record MP3s on the internet, you know, and download music and listen to it wherever we want on anything. And it's to go. We can be outside walking in the middle of the a mountain through the forest, and there it is.
Yep. Yeah, anywhere we are, you've got cell service. You know, you're in the middle of the Colorado Rocky Mountains. You know, we're out in the pines. You know, you pull out your cell phone. Guess what? You've got service. You know, and it's like four
right.
bars. What
oh,
is
it,
up
you
with
know,
this?
It's hilarious.
You know?
It's so hilarious for me to be out in the mountains, and I see people just chatting on their cell phone. You know, it's like, come on. Oh, my God. You know what I saw the other day walking? I went out for a run. It was a beautiful day. I was running, and I got down to the main road, and there was a girl walking, reading a book. She was literally, I don't think she even saw me. She was walking, reading on the side of the road, reading a book as she was walking. And I looked at her and I said, I've never tried that. And she looked up at me and she goes, you should. And you know what the first thing that popped in my head was? Absolutely no way. I would miss out on everything. I'd miss out on seeing the beautiful aspen trees, the snow up in the mountains, the birds, the elk, the deer, hopefully not a bear, or coyotes at that time. But I'd miss out on all these other amazing, wonderful things. I mean, I love to read. I read all the time. But I don't know. It was so odd because I had never seen somebody walking, getting exercise. Because that's what she was actually doing. She was getting exercise, walking, reading a book.
Really? Wow.
Isn't that wild?
Well, that is wild. Now I've got a little bit of a technical thing here going on. The show is saying, waiting for host to call in, and I don't know if you're at the computer still or not. It shows the show is on but not streaming. Yet, I am also showing that you are called in as the host, and I'm called in on the switchboard as well. So it seems to me like it's a blog talk.
I got that earlier. Do you have the chat room up?
The chat room is up, and that's where I get the feedback that they're not receiving anything in the show.
They're not receiving anything. So, okay,
right.
let me double check. Because I got that earlier, so I don't know. Nobody can hear us?
Nope. In the meantime, I will I'm just going to talk to the chat room and let them know we're looking into it.
Okay. Keep talking. We'll just keep having a show and
working on it.
Okay, now it's streaming. Waiting for help. Okay, well, let me call back in. Okay, it's showing me called
in. Give that a try.
Okay,
give that a try. I'll do that too. I'll hang up and call in too.
Okay. Well, you keep going. I'll call in, then you can try it. Okay.
Okay. Well, I'll put on a song because we're probably streaming into the archives, so I can do that anyway, and then I'll call in. That way, we won't get any dead air, as far as I know. So we're going to do Earth Angel by the Penguins. Here we go.
Of your lost loveliness.
Hello, are you there?
I am, but it's still telling me that it's not streaming.
It shows on, but it's not streaming. Waiting for a host to call in, yet the host is called in. The PIN number is put in. And,
yeah, it happened to me, too.
So, it's a BTR server problem, apparently.
Yeah, that's what it gave me earlier.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're going to have to just not do the show tonight.
It looks that way, yeah. I'll bet you a dollar to a donut that it is streaming into the archives, but for some reason it's not streaming away.
They can hear us. They can hear us on the archive then.
Yeah.
So.
But then again, I couldn't, swear to it though either. So I
don't know. Me neither.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been logged out of the chat as well. Are you in the chat?
I am in the chat. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to refresh. Hold on. Because we traded places.
If this is streaming, we are having problems with Blog Talk Radio tonight. Doesn't seem like it's going to be a live show, but we can continue to talk about things.
Or just reschedule for Friday.
It's not even letting me in the chat now. It's rebooting. Okay, we can just get rid of this if it was streaming, and wish everybody a good night, and we will have to see you next week. So thank you, and have a wonderful rest of the week, and we'll talk to you on Friday at 12 noon with Marty Montes. So get your birth dates, your birth times, because he will be doing astrology charts, and he is fabulous.
He really is. He's really good.
He's fabulous. So if this is streaming and you guys hear this, please call in on Friday. So much love and perfect show tonight. The topic was calm and centered in the eye of a storm. Well, we're calm, we're centered,
that's perfect.
And it's, we just have to change plans tonight. So many blessings and much love.
Thank you, Carol.
So,
good night, everybody.
Bye-bye. Bye, Gary.
Bye.